Hi, I'm Brian, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Brian, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the
Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Deck the Hallmark, it's his podcast. Brandon and friends host his podcast.
We hope you like this jolly podcast.
Ba 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 bomb. Hello, everybody.
Hey-o.
Happy Friday to you.
Oh, boy. Friday.
It feels great to
feels
be here.
Good.
I'm so excited today because we had people come in overnight, do a ton of work to the studio.
They did.
And I was told by Trace that a couple things were fixed that needed to be fixed, the roof, etc. But
now I did notice the roof was not fixed when I came in, and she sent me the same email.
I know.
So but what were they doing?
But she did say they finally installed the rig cam.
The rig cam?
And I don't know what
that
means.
Did she give you instructions
Because
for that?
It wasn't a thing that we were asking for. It wasn't a thing that we were asking for. But
yeah.
I'm told that if we go to four, we have a rig cam. So, Rig, are you there?
Happens. Bam! Whoa. Bam, baby!
Is that a chair in front of you?
Yeah, that's my chair. I like to keep it where I can reach it, the back of it. I want to reach the back of the chair.
All right.
Not the front of the chair. How's it going in there, gang?
It's going good,
See
buddy.
See how bright your lights are?
Yeah.
My lights are muted.
Very nice.
Yes,
it brings out the sultry. You
it's
know what
not
I mean?
As... It's not as smoky in there as I expected it to be.
Well, you know what? We got a really good vent system. Whoever came in and did this, they were going to fix the roof. And I said, hey, right over here, let's get that vent moving. And so we got it moving. It's going. And I also got some noise cancels going on because it's a loud vent in here. You can't hear it, but I'm yelling. And then we got it all cleared out just for you guys.
You've got some noise canceling.
Got
which
some
I
noise
like.
Cancels,
you
apparently.
Got some noise canceling there.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad that we... How much did we pay for that, Trace?
Okay, so you guys remember the documentary on candles?
No. No, I do not.
That okay, well, that's the best I can equate it to.
Okay.
How boring that was is how much it was.
You have to check out that documentary.
What does that mean? So as boring as it was is how much it was?
Candle making could be not too boring, so maybe not that much.
It sounds miserable, Brian. So, how dare you?
So we paid a lot.
Yeah, we paid a lot.
We paid a lot.
Guys, it's Friday. Can you believe that?
Friday.
And the week's not even over. It's kind of just getting started.
Hey, go to four if you could. Go to four.
Yep.
We at four? Are we at four? I don't have a monitor.
We're at
My
four.
Monitor's down. It's down.
Greg, we're at four.
Can you hear me in here?
Yes.
Great. Brent, it's been 5 minutes into this episode, roughly. And can I tell you I'm disappointed in you?
Why?
Because there's not been nary a mention of the Boss Baby Christmas special.
You're right.
The Boss Baby Christmas special should be the headlining event of Deck the Hallmark.
I'm with Rig on this one.
Yes, you are, Trace. If you can't talk about the Boss Baby at Christmas time, what are you doing your little Philly podcast for?
We're
shutting down Fitzy's, having a big event day night.
Wow.
It's going to be inflatables. It's going to be all kinds of fun things.
What's the whole thing about? What's Boss Baby Christmas about? What's the synopsis? Do you got a log line?
All we have right now is a poster and an announcement. And that is enough for me. Apparently, they're going to hire somebody, I think.
Yeah.
The Boss Baby's in for it, though.
To do what?
And it's amazing to watch the Boss Baby get out of it.
What do you mean they're going to hire somebody?
I don't know. They're hiring. It's like when we hire people around here.
Right.
Hire them, get out of it.
We've done a lot of interviews. I did a lot of interviews for the job you got open.
Yeah.
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 I thought it went pretty well.
You did. Well, thank you, Rick. That was fantastic. Looking forward to Boss Baby Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's not a bit. That's a real thing.
That really happened.
Boss Baby Christmas is coming out.
Is a real thing.
Yeah, it is a real thing. Really quickly, guys, I do have one more thing on here to ask, which is, Brian, I don't believe you've given your Mount Rushmore of wrestlers. Well, who you got, buddy?
I don't know how to break it to you guys. Not a wrestling boy myself.
Rig, who's your top four?
Oh, did I tell you it was Hacksaw Jim Duggan?
Did we do this?
Yeah.
All four, right?
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, one. Conan, two. La Viva La Raza. You know, top button on the flannel.
Yeah.
That guy gets it. Conan, two. You have that. There's no response there, Brand?
No.
Nothing.
Are you thinking of Eddie Guerrero?
Nope. Conan.
Okay.
Yeah, Conan.
Great.
Eddie Guerrero, also great. Not
also
Conan.
Viva La Raza. Okay, great.
La Viva La Raza,
yes.
From the Wolf Pack.
Great.
Scott Hall.
Okay.
Also from the Wolfpack. Okay. Through the toothpick.
Yes.
And Big Papa Pump.
Great. Scott Steiner.
Yeah, Big Papa Pump.
Got it.
Can you call him Big Papa Pump, please?
Steiner?
Call him Big Papa Pump, please.
Big Papa Pump.
Thank you. Pump out.
Are you Pump?
I can't confirm it tonight.
No?
Whoa. Oh, he looks pretty big.
So he's looking taller there. Did somebody go in there and move the camera down?
Yeah. Rig?
It's my best angle. My best angle is if you shoot from 3 feet below eye level. That's when you get all the glory that is Rig Dilby. Yeah.
That's right.
Sugar
All Saints Christmas originally aired on Sunday, November 6th. And it went a little something like this. The movie kicks off with, we're at a Lisette concert.
Ooh, Lisette.
She's crushing. It is a bop. I danced to the entire thing. I underestimated how long it was going to be. But when you start dancing to Lisette, you don't sit down until Lisette's done. But after the concert, she found out that her Christmas tour underperformed by 42%. And she is also no longer going to headline the label Christmas party. So,
wow,
it's not looking good for Lisette. We then meet Matthew, who is an up-and-coming music producer. He has actually been producing for a while, but now he has his own label. And I'm pretty sure that that's the last we're going to see of Matthew. Silly. Lisette is at a market. She's looking at jewelry. She drops a ring. Matthew's walking by, bends down, picks it up. His back gives out, so he has to get down on his knee.
Classic.
Yeah.
If I had a nickel. I mean, it's so often.
So often. They know each other. In fact, they used to date each other. He is able to get up. They catch up a little bit. They walk. They bicker a bit, and then they leave. The next day, it breaks that Matthew proposed to Lisette, and there are pictures of him on one knee with a ring. So there you go. Lisette starts to trend on the social media, and this journalist, Gia Cole is her name. She's getting that scoop. She's doing the story. She's doing all that stuff. And Lisette at first doesn't like it, but then she realizes how big of a deal it is. They have their own hashtag. So this could be very good for her as somebody who underperformed 42% on their Christmas tour, and there's somebody younger that has their own hashtag. So if she has her own hashtag, maybe she can, you know, do that. The paparazzi is chasing Matt around. He doesn't even know about this yet. He sees it on his phone. He sees the photo, and he's like, oh, no, that's not good. But Matt and Lisette end up deciding to go along with this whole thing for good publicity for her. It's going to help his record company because it's going to be more eyes, more ears. Lisette decides that Matthew's going to come to spend Christmas with her. She's going home because her dad is retiring, and it's going to be a whole story done on him and the family. And so they're like, you got to come home. So she's going to come home. She's going to bring Matthew. And back when they were dating, she never even introduced Matthew to the family. So this is a pretty big deal. Matthew quickly gets acquainted with the family thanks to some boozy fruitcake that everybody hates / absolutely adores and goes to town on. Lisette and Matthew, they're laughing. They're having fun. I'm fairly certain he had one too many fruitcakes. You know, I'm drunk. So Gia Cole is the one who's going to be doing the story. And she comes over, and she's getting to get some of that fruitcake, and she is immediately kind of suspicious about everything. And so Lisette is like, we're going to stay at our house. Matthew's going to stay here. We're not going to go to a hotel, all this good stuff. Lisette and Matthew are out in the town, walking around, having some fun, walking off that fruitcake, and she starts singing Joy to the World in front of a crowd for free. just hanging out, just doing stuff. And so we love it. More Lizette singing. Why wouldn't we? Lizette's mom, actually, we find out that her and Gia ended up talking to each other. Lizette and Gia kind of they make up a little bit, so they're doing all this stuff. It turns out that her mom was behind this whole thing. Like, hey, maybe if we invite her, she can get to know her family and then stop being so mean to you in the press. Love it. So Lizette gets a call from her agent and is like, hey, we're going to go back on tour. We're going to do fun. But then apparently there has been a leak that she is leaving her current label for Matthew's label. And Lizette gets very mad about this. She's like, you did this leak. It's all your fault. We never even talked about this. And he's like, I didn't do this, but whatever. They argue about how this was a mistake to do this fake relationship and that he's going to leave. And her family overhears the entire thing, which is unfortunate. It turns out that it wasn't Matthew at all that broke the story. Matthew's business partner apparently leaked this story. And Gia found out this information, actually told it to Lizette. What a solid from a new friend. New friend? New friend, old foe.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I don't know. Maybe a new band?
Still going, huh?
Still happening, right? Wow, man. This is unbelievable. Is this contractually obligated to be this boring?
Hey, there's an old friend, new foe, huh?
Oh, yeah. New friend. Old foe, new friend.
Phone a friend.
Lizette goes to find Matthew, and they make up. He's like, I love you.
He's so bummed out.
There's a concert. They do the whole thing. Lizette shows up. She sings. Everybody loves that.
Watch the boss baby.
They do an interview afterwards about how the whole family is going to take over the dad's club, and that Lizette is going to be moving back, and she's going to be performing multiple times a week. And our guy Matthew shows up, gives the ring back to Lizette that she had. She gives the ring back to Matthew, and he promptly gives it back to her in an actual engagement. Everybody's loving it. And then somebody yells, it's snowing, and they go outside.
No, it's not.
And it's doing what you might call snow. And that, my friends, was
All Saints Christmas.
Ba-da-ba, scooby-dee-ba, super fun time for the head of it all. What time is it?
All Saints.
What time is it?
All Saints.
What time is it?
All Saints.
Back off, guys.
We'll be right back.
And I don't.
We're back.
Guys, I got my Mount Rushmore.
What?
I got my Mount Rushmore.
Mount Mushmore?
Got my Mount Mushmore.
I saw Mount Mushmore live.
Yeah.
Kind
of sloppy.
Yeah.
What sloppy. Do you got?
So I got Macho Man, number one.
Okay.
I got Andre the Giant.
Okay.
I got Iron Sheik. Okay. Cheeky baby. And my neighbor from growing up, Joe Coulter, who wrestled in high school.
Great.
Wow.
He was great.
Man, it's good. You
put on
research.
His singlet once.
That synopsis was long enough for you to get that done.
And that's exactly what
you
I did.
You landed on the Iron Sheik, huh?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Cheeky baby. You know why?
I don't like you saying cheeky baby.
Cheeky baby. Because I remember he would go on Howard Stern when I was in college, and he was really funny on that show to me, yeah. And he just came to mind, and I had a good time listening.
You a big Stern head?
No. I mean, I liked Stern a lot.
Did I listen to every episode in college? Absolutely.
Absolutely, nonstop. No, I love listening to Howard Stern, but I'm not going crazy. I'm not subscribing to Sirius to get Howard Stern or XM or whatever, but I do. I really enjoy Howard Stern. I just don't go crazy over getting Howard Stern.
You big Howard Stern hit? No. Love him, though.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, big fan.
I actually think
Stern.
He's one of the best who's ever done it.
Yeah, absolutely. But
he's
I was
goat,
just not going crazy
no.
to just always be listening. I'm not the guy who's like, hey, did you catch you here on Stern? Well, you know, and doing the whole recap thing. But
if I ever, down here
in the South, no one says that ever.
I actually Brian. Would immediately walk away from you.
That's why I don't do that.
If you said, hey, today on Stern, hey, I would immediately be like, we're just not going to get along. You and I. We're just not going to get along. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're talking about All Saints Christmas, the last Hallmark movie of the week. Got a Lifetime one coming up tomorrow to keep the good vibes going. But let's talk about this one. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's talk All Saints. Let's start with you, Brian. Brian, what do you think about All Saints Christmas?
Yeah, so I can buy two people who are who have been in the industry a while. They've both been in the music industry a while, and they're, if they might feel like it's passing them by or they're being left behind, and so they want to try something to stick out in the media, stick out in that moment. So I can buy that scenario. But when I rated this movie super high with anticipation, I didn't realize it was made on a bed of lies. I did not realize there would be so much lying. And I didn't like that part of it. There was lying to the family.
Howard Stern would never.
Never. You wouldn't catch lies like this on that show. So, by the way, did you catch last? So, they even had a really important band practice scheduled that was ruined by lies. Mm. And so that was like the tipping point for me where I said, enough, enough. But
you've had it with the lies.
Enough with the lies. Just come clean. There was another time when they cut to a commercial and they skipped band practice to go to the commercial. And I groaned audibly. I was annoyed that we were about to see them jam. And I wanted more time in the club, not the 50 Cent type joint, but this in their club, them jamming, literally going through the tunes, getting the vibes. New Orleans looked great. I had a good time with all the music. The music was very original. It felt like really fresh to this movie. So I enjoyed it. I didn't like the lying aspect, but the characters did a really good job. The music was good. So I kind of enjoyed myself with this one.
I didn't hate this movie. I do like a fake relationship, fake proposal, and the fact that they had a prior relationship I thought was a really fun bit to that. It was just kind of one of those things, you know. It's one of the movies that you have to have to get to 40. I definitely didn't dislike it, but it's also going to be one that by next week I'm going to just kind of be ready for the next ones, and this will probably end up on the lower side of mid. Would probably be where I'm assuming that it's going to end up. But, it's fine. It's fine. And shout out to New Orleans.
Shout out to New Orleans. Thank goodness somebody shouted them out.
About time.
This movie, I feel like it just takes a while to get going, like with anything interesting. I think the two leads are good. I think the music is original. And I think the last 20 minutes or so are pretty solid. I think the first hour is quite a slog, and it shouldn't be when you have a fake relationship. When you have a fake relationship, it should be funny, it should be light on its feet, and instead it just kind of sits there. There's more overhearing in this movie than in any movie that's ever taken place. In almost every scene, someone is in the scene that you don't know about, and they're like, I heard that. Like, it happens virtually all movie long. And so, yeah, it feels heavier than it should. But I thought the last 20 minutes were good. I thought the original song was good. I thought the leads were good. And I thought the Declaration of Love was good. So like the last 20 minutes or so, yeah, the first hour, absolutely not, under no circumstances. It'll wind up in the middle of the pack for me.
Let's talk about feels. Bry guy?
So I think showing the spots around New Orleans was very nice. That gave me feels, seeing all the different spots around the town. There you go, Brent. Get that camera too. And there was a scene. There were two parts.
Go to four.
Here it is. Rick looks like a fan of New Orleans.
Oh, boy, am I.
The food.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You been there?
Some beignets.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Dip them in a little noggy fresh.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the good stuff.
You actually thought about putting another Fitzy's in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. It would be the second location, for sure.
Are you doing that?
I know. I can't afford it.
Okay.
Too bad.
All right, Bri.
That's right. Lost Baby Fest prices this year are going to be through the roof.
Oh, wow.
Nothing I can do about it.
You still going to be at Red Roof?
Still going to be at Red Roof. Yeah. Of course. Okay. They give us a sweetheart deal.
Lifetime sponsor.
What's the sweetheart deal?
It's the conjoining rooms. They only have one of those, which is two. You understand. It's a one-for-two situation.
It's a two-for-one. Got it. Bri?
So there were two scenes, I think, where there were horse-drawn carriages going through the streets.
Did you say?
You just hate to. Keep doing this.
I'm sorry. Did you say horse?
Horse-drawn carriages.
Okay.
Driving through the streets, and it reminded me of a time I was in New Orleans with my cousin, and there was a horse-drawn carriage going by, and a local lady, obviously roams the streets every day, stopped and stared at the horse, and she goes, "Look at you, you high-stepping hopper, you!" And ever since then, every time I see a horse-drawn carriage or something in New Orleans, I think of.
Can I get it one more time, please?
Look at you, you high-stepping hopper, you. It's a lot like that.
Look at you, you high step and hopper you.
Look, you high step and hopper you. So maybe that's how we get around rig catching, you know, having questions every time. We just that's talk right. about the high step and hopper. Hoppers.
Oh, yeah. That's going to stop me for sure, bro. That voice you just did is going to leave me nothing to work with.
Perfect.
I had some feels anytime we got a Lizette performance. She was wonderful. Yeah. The original song at the old club, her dad's club, was wonderful. And that dad's cardigan.
Yeah.
We bought one. That's how much I loved it. We actually bought one for all of us in different colors.
Yeah. Why are you ruining surprises, Brian?
Because I loved it. It's my feels.
It's your feels.
It's my feels. I'm not saying we're going to use them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying we love them and we actively sought out how to purchase. So shout out to that guy who was absolutely pulling that cardigan off. Dan?
Yeah, the declaration of love for me in this movie really worked. For him to say, hey, look, all of this that we've been doing, that we've been pretending, hasn't been pretend to me. Like, I would be, like, I was lying. The lie for me was telling you that I didn't want to come down here with you, that I haven't always loved you forever. I thought it was a really authentic, good declaration of love, and it really, really worked for me. So there was my feels.
You did a very similar declaration of love to me about running this business. You said, I would have been...
Weird thing for me to do, Brian.
No, you talked about how you're not actually that grumpy about running the business with me.
No, I'm not. I would never say otherwise.
Well, you have been for a long time. Until last week.
It was a real breakthrough for us. Yeah, it's been 4 years of just turbulence. Yeah. And then last week, it finally broke.
It was a breakthrough.
We all said some things we needed to say for a long time.
I got the clip!
Man, Dan, why are you so mean?
What do you mean, Brian?
You're always doing stuff and you're always making me feel like...
Why are you so dorky and goofy all the time?
Maybe you could
like,
say...
Just like, for once, say what you mean instead of what you want people to mean.
I want to make candles.
We don't make candles.
I want to make candles.
Go work at a candle place.
Unless you tell me something.
Can we make proverbial candles? Can we make Christmas candles for people to enjoy?
Yes.
And by candles, I mean movie reviews?
What I'm trying to say, Dan, is if you say something nice to me, I won't leave this business to go make candles.
Please don't go make candles.
Why?
I love running this business with you, Brian.
Thank you. Didn't feel forced.
Should I sign an NDA?
Dan, Brian.
Oh, it's all
right. Trace records everything. An NDA is useless around here.
Now I'm starting to feel like I made you say that, and it didn't feel authentic.
It did feel very forced to me. So that is what it is. But you're still here, so.
Rick?
Oh, I wasn't there. I was on my lunch break at Arby's. They got the Diablo challenge. Are you kidding me?
I heard about that.
Oh, man. The bun is red, guys. It's red. There's pepper in the bun.
I wonder if Fitzy's will do something.
There's pepper in the bun. Oh, Fitzy's does have a Diablo challenge. We did get sued over it, though.
You did.
You did the same name?
Yeah.
What's the Diablo challenge at Fitzy's?
Yeah, you've got to eat 16 ghost peppers.
Okay.
And you wash it down with ghost peppers.
Okay.
Straight.
Wow.
And if you cry... We all call you a baby.
Boss baby. Did they sue something off of you?
Nope.
Oh.
Sure didn't.
Great.
Okay.
Interesting. We're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the Wait What's and the What the Hallmarks of All Saints Christmas here on Deck the Hallmark. Everybody, we're talking about All Saints Christmas. We're gonna get to the Wait What. We're talking about what in this movie made us go wait what. And I'll start with you, Brian. What you waiting and what you waiting?
So about Matthew, Lissette said, when it comes to music, he's a wizard. But when it comes to PR, he makes me look like a Kardashian. And I didn't understand what she meant. Was that a compliment or was it?
So she's saying
that he is good at producing music, but the social media stuff drives her nuts.
I mean, the Kardashians, you could argue they're phenomenal at social media.
That's right. Really good at it. Yeah.
So it's like a compliment, but I assume she was trying to bash him. But
no, she's really bad at social media, but compared to Matthew, she's like a Kardashian.
Okay.
So Matthew's at social media that it makes her look like she knows
that makes
good.
Sense. That makes now sense. I'm on board. Now yeah. I'm on board.
I got it, everybody.
Thanks, we did
Thanks
it.
For that. You really, it's great running a business with you. Dan says.
Thank you.
So she said about Matthew, authenticity is his brand, but they just lied the whole time. So not authentic, not very authentic. And at one point she was sitting in her backyard and heard her doorbell ring like she was standing next to it in a hallway by the front door. And they just were not even trying to block the sunlight out in that last scene. where the snow was coming up. And there was just sun everywhere.
Everywhere. So, correct.
Yeah.
So she brings Matthew home, and Dad is immediately skeptical of this. And, the mom is talking to the dad and is like, "You're always so paranoid about who our kids date." And then he says, "Have I ever been wrong?" And she says, "No." So nobody in the family has ever dated anybody that hasn't been worth being paranoid for. Woof.
Bold.
Woof.
Bold.
Everybody.
It's all, they've all been bad.
They've all been bad.
He was right every time.
Have I ever been wrong?
Sounds stressful.
Yeah.
No. My last one is, I got just such a kick out of this girl who's just on a walk and starts singing Joy to the World. But I got a bigger kick out of the guy who, she's standing there. A crowd starts to like form around her, and we hear someone go, "Is she going to sing?" Why would she? Why? Well, she does.
Yeah.
But when you see a famous person who's known for something, why would you assume that when you see them in public that they're going to do the thing?
Yep.
That, like, I all the time people come up to me and they're like, "Are you gonna podcast? Is he gonna podcast? Is she gonna sing? Is she gonna do it here on the streets randomly?" Yeah. She does.
She does.
You're in luck.
Yeah. Turns out you're right.
She is gonna sing, but I did get a kick out of that guy. Dan?
When she's trying to convince him to go to Nolens and be her fake fiance, she said, "Come on, you've always wanted to go to New Orleans, and I quote, do it right." There's just no reason to say "I quote" there. We all know what you mean when you say go to New Orleans and do it right. Like, there's no, attributing a quote there would be taking it away from literally everyone. Like, he did not come up with the "do it right" expression. That's not how that works. Everyone in this movie is listening into conversations all movie long. It happens four or five times. She comes in and they meet the fiance, and the dad's behind the piano and he stands up like, "Gotcha." And then, like, they're talking about how the girl's pregnant, and he comes in, he's like, "Who's pregnant? What?" And then they're like, "I can't believe we faked this relationship," and the whole family is in the other room watching. There's another one or two times it happens. It happens five times in this movie where someone's there and they're just sitting and watching. But we have to talk about two other things, and one of them is fruitcake. I understand the bit where fruitcake is bad. I understand the bit where fruitcake has booze in it. What I don't understand is a world where a woman makes her famous fruitcake and literally no one in the house eats it. No one. Except the new guy that they didn't know was coming into the last minute. Yeah. And then apparently he had three slices of it.
Three.
So he was a three bagger. He, like, no one else touched the stuff.
It's just too friendly.
They all know it's terrible. Why is she making it? Mm-hmm. Unless she's giving it away to people, she's making it so no one in the house will eat it. Mm-hmm. But her, I guess, does she eat it? It just was a puzzling scene for me. But the last one for me is 100%. They call New Orleans the Christmas city.
Yeah.
And we looked it up.
Yeah.
New Orleans has a lot of Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
But if you said the Christmas city in the United States of America, there is no world where you're thinking it's New Orleans.
It wouldn't, in all of the places I would ever list, it would not be a place where it would not snow.
No.
Right.
Like, warm places aren't what I think of when I think of Christmas.
But it's fine.
Even if they have great Christmas decorations, right. Which, like, I'm sure New Orleans does.
I'm sure New Orleans has amazing Christmas traditions. But to call something the Christmas city when London, New York, when these very famous Christmas cities exist, maybe I missed it.
I don't know.
It.
I did the North Pole.
I did a quick.
maybe Santa's workshop. Maybe even North Pole, Alaska. Maybe even Santa Claus, Indiana.
Yeah,
maybe
so many.
Even anywhere else.
I just couldn't. It was a bold move, in my opinion.
Let's get to what the homework is, the part of the show where we talk about any questions that we would still like some answers to. Ryan, what are you wondering about?
I was just wondering about the club. Like, they hardly spent any time in the club.
Yeah.
Maybe, was it only open on, in the club? Was it only open on weekends? Do they not open during the week? Because as a family business, like, I would think they would spend a lot more time there. So I'm just kind of curious how that operates there.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm concerned that she, like, she seemed very surprised, and I'm surprised too, seeing the clip of the concert that we saw, by the news that there's 42% undersold what they were planning. I don't want to say that somebody is
lying
or stealing, but the show that we saw seems sold out.
That's right.
Now, it's just one show.
That's right.
But 42% undersold is a big number.
It's a big number.
It is a big number.
But so, also, she's going on a Christmas tour every year.
Yeah, I know. But it is a number that she seems surprised by, even though she's been looking at the crowd all tour. Yeah.
That's right.
She's like, wow, that's a lot. I feel like if anyone should know that, it would be her. Yeah. I'm not saying that her business manager is stealing. I'm saying he absolutely is stealing.
That's right.
That's the only thing I can figure.
The end of this movie, was it a one-song concert?
I think so.
She sings a song and the whole family comes up and they take a bow and that's the end of the show.
Yep.
Everybody got together for the big Christmas concert and I believe they showed up for over under two songs. And could we at least have like some sort of montage or medley that lets us believe they sang a few classics and they had at least seven or eight songs? You're making a night of it. More than one would be great. Just saying.
That's all I got. Love it. Well, we did, everybody. Congratulations. Sure did. What a great week it's been. And we've got another one coming tomorrow. We'll take Sunday off, the Lord's Day. Then we'll be back on Monday with another fantastic week of reviewing made-for-TV movies. Until then, maybe we're the first to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is the That Sounds Fun podcast. It's produced by Tracy Nillesname. It's recorded live in, that Greenville, South Carolina. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen, feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.